A residents group in West Belfast has rejected new proposals by the GAA for the redevelopment of the Casement Park Stadium. The Moorland and Owen Vara Residents Association say the proposed capacity is still almost twice that considered safe in a report by the rescue services. The second set of proposals reduced the stadium capacity to 34,000. Residents want this brought down to 18,000. Anne-Marie Hughes is from the Residents Association. Anne-Marie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, good morning. And Stephen McGeehan, head for the GAA on the Casement Project. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning. Good morning, Stephen. Anne-Marie, set this out for us. What's the concern?
Well, basically, Stephen, we have said from the outset that we are supporters of the redevelopment of Casement Park, and but what we want is GAA orientated with no concert. We want it fit for purpose, which means safe and part of the natural fabric of our community, as in the mass and the scale. It is still, you know, we just feel that it is still not a significant reduction, you know.
But this has been downscaled from 34,000, hasn't it? Sorry, 38,000. Yes. To 34,000.
Uh-huh. There's been a reduction of 3,500. Now, that's just 9.2%. Now, if you take that, you know, I don't know, your listeners might relate it to the floodlights. I mean, it was sort of going up. It would have been the size, sort of three quarters of those floodlights. It's now come down to about half. My particular home is going to be dwarfed in underneath that. That is my opinion.
Stephen?
Stephen, thanks very much. No, I'm conscious of Anne-Marie's points, and we met Anne-Marie along with a number of residents during last week's consultation process. And last week, Stephen and Harvey, was a good week for the GAA. We were out consulting, meeting local residents, putting the project back on a sound footing. And I just believe it's premature. You mentioned in your opening about rejecting the GAA's proposals. This is a consultation exercise. The conversation has started. I would disagree with Anne-Marie in relation to the definition of significant. The reduction of height in the proposed new scheme is 12 metres lower than the highest point of the previous scheme. And Stephen, for your listeners who are on the M1 or M2 motorways, that's a 40-foot lorry turned on its head in relation to reduction. So from the GAA's perspective, we believe that that's a very significant height reduction.
Well, yes, it has been lowered, Stephen, 12 metres. But for to bring that into perspective, it still would stand around the height of the Albert Clock. That's sort of a visual for your listeners. So that's still quite a height. It's in a very enclosed area and a very enclosed space, and we just feel that it's still overpowering. It's not in fitting with the area at all. You know, and that's only part of it. You know, you have to go into all the whole, there's traffic issues, you know. Now, I know they have worked hard and they have tried to say about trying to change a culture, you know, bringing park and ride, etc., and different car parks within the area, about your playing fields, etc. But, you know, GAA fans will bring their vehicles as close to the Casement Park as they possibly can. They're going to try and change that culture, they've said, but we have no hard evidence that that will happen.
Well, Stephen, I suppose just in response to that, I'm glad Anne-Marie mentioned traffic. The GAA has worked for almost 700 days since the original judicial review decision on the previous application, including a very new and innovative approach to traffic. I welcome this morning hearing news about the consultation on a new Belfast hub and that type of public transport infrastructure, moving people from their cars into public transport, whether it be buses, trains, the new BRT system that's coming to town as well. The GAA is going to embrace those and bring those forward. We've worked exceptionally hard since the judicial review decision. We've compromised in relation to the size and the scale. We have reduced the capacity, which Anne-Marie did mention, but it's almost a 20% reduction from where the GAA started, because back in 2010 and 2011, the GAA was looking at a 42,500 capacity. That is quite rightly now reduced to 34,500. And we do believe that that picks up on the concerns made by the community last time.
Well, what about what the residents want, Stephen? Reduce this to 18,000.
Well, Stephen, in relation to what the residents want on that one, that's an incompatible position from where the GAA is coming from on the proposal. Casement Park previously had a capacity of 31,000 people. That's how many people could have went to Casement Park prior to our redevelopment proposals of 2013. The Ulster final of 2016 attracted a crowd of 33,500. And in relation to the GAA's ambitions for the site, we wish to bring Ulster finals to Ireland's second city in Belfast. And unless the capacity is in the region of 30,000, 34,000, then unfortunately that won't be the case. And this, remember, is a regional programme for government requirement, in the same way that Ravenhill and Windsor Park have been developed And the GAA must be able to bring those marquee events to Belfast.
OK, Stephen and Anne-Marie, thank you very much indeed.